What's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here, your host of the Listen Bitch podcast. Little housekeeping here. Make sure you are on my website. Subscribe to emails at brandonlynette.com. Check out my books at onceuponatimebitches.com. If you have not gotten my books, you need to do this. I talked about it last week, the Dream Big Bitches Vision book. It's perfect just to refresh and set up your next 90 days. Today's episode is going to include a little psilocybin talk. It's a topic that I think is becoming popular because I see it everywhere. And maybe I see it because that's what I attract, because I'm all about it. And I'm super excited to see, you know, the expansion of the plants, different counties getting decriminalized, all of the things. So I'm sure you're like, Brandon, what? Get to the point. What is it about microdosing that you want us to know? 100%, it's a total shift. It's a shift of who you are on the inside. And I feel like from my experience and the experience that I'm watching, you know, a lot of my clients go through, because I do coach you through this process. So I'm not out here telling people go try the shroomies and you have no support, no help. I've literally been there. The only experience I can't help you with is a hero's dose. Okay. A hero's dose is when you take a lot of mushrooms and you have this hallucinogenic experience. It's supposed to be mind altering, life altering. I've not gone there and I have no plans to. I am someone who I don't like taking anything. Literally, I'm in the ER with a double ear infection and I opted for some Tylenol because I'm like, this stuff is just too much. It's too much. I can't. I'm someone who cannot smoke weed at all. Like, I freak out. I don't like how it makes me feel. I like sober Brandon. That's it. Okay. Really, really, really love sober Brandon, to be exact. So anything that makes me feel like not me is not for me. And when I microdose, I can't tell I'm taking it. I can tell because of the sudden and subtle shifts in my life, in my experience, in my reactiveness, in, you know, just even my personality or how I'm handling every moment. I'm absolutely present to the core when I am microdosing. And that's true for everybody that I've talked to with this experience. And what's happening to people is that we do get caught in, like, you know, the twilight zone of mental health, 100%. And we just get so inside of our heads that we can't see past our bullshit. Like, we just can't see past it. And what happens is, you know, after 6 months of being in this cycle of just the anxiousness, the depression, anything that is making you not feel great, it ends up becoming your identity, you know? And I used to identify with that a lot of just, you know, all the time. I wouldn't put it on, you know, social media. I wouldn't go public with it, but all the time, like, my husband knew, like, I'm having an anxiety attack. I'm freaking out. I'm having, you know, and it was like insane. I mean, I'd be in the middle of the store just like thinking I'm going to die. Literally, it was wild. Sometimes I'd be driving, I'd have to roll down the windows and it was crazy, but I let that become my identity. And it's like, this was my currency in life. My anxiety, I watch people use their depression. They want that sympathy to get their needs met. And it's, you know, we become addicted to that manipulation and you feel powerless, literally, and you act powerless. That's it. And, you know, everything blows up in your face. Your relationships are hollow, if not disastrous. You know, you aren't having a great time with your career. You're rock bottom and you literally see no way out. And I feel like, absolutely, when you start taking this minuscule amount, I'm talking like, you know, teeny tiny amount, you guys, tiny amount of psilocybin, you start seeing through your bullshit. That's it. And not just through your bullshit, but through everybody's bullshit. And then suddenly your perspective changes and you're not running from yourself anymore. This is what's happening in our world today, all around us. It's everybody looking for something outside of themselves, right? We are looking for labels. We're looking for acceptance. We're looking for something to make us feel something outside of our current state of emotional well-being. We are not taking care of ourselves. We're not doing the core, you know, health things. And I have this conversation with everyday people. You know, I'm like, you know, they'll they're using that currency, right? They're using that depression, they're using that anxiety, like it's a badge of honor because that's how they identify themselves now. They don't see a way out of it. And, you know, I wouldn't, it's not that people are lazy. This is not an issue about laziness. It is you are stuck. You're unmotivated and you don't know how to crawl out of this fucking hole. And so the easiest thing for you to do is just keep burying yourself. And you feel that and you know that and you can acknowledge that. If you really called yourself out right now, you're like, fuck yes, I just keep piling it on. And that was me when I was in this self-destructive pattern. And I was in and out of it for a very long time. It got really toxic where, you know, I thought I was doing God's work and I was not. I was definitely flirting with the devil and, you know, calling things into my life that I had no business. No business. It was a slippery slope. And I just kept looking for something outside of me. And I would think, well, I'm sober. I'm not drinking anymore. So everything should just fall into place, right? No, girl, you've got to get your head right, your heart right, and get your emotions linked to your brain. I follow a lot of, you know, Dr. Joe Dispenza. I follow his teachings a lot. I think he's incredible. He has proven the God gene exists in us. That science has proven that we are spiritual beings, that we have this incredible power inside of us, this innate force from our creator. And I used to think all the time because I would meditate past the point of healthy. Okay. There is a point of meditation where I feel like it's a little scary. Okay. You're getting into realms and energies and worlds that are not our business. I feel like we chose the human experience to be human, to come here to, you know, feel the emotions. And what have we spent our life doing? Masking the emotions. And so microdosing brings those emotions out to me. Like it, I literally can feel it without becoming it, no matter what it is. And, you know, the most hurtful emotions can come at me and I can process that. Okay. It might take a day or two, but I still process it. I'm not running from it. I'm not looking to mask it. And when I was going down this rabbit hole of craziness, like getting into the deep meditations and doing these things, I could feel God and I thought I was feeling close to him, but it absolutely was not, it was not him. It wasn't him. And I kept thinking I needed to go further, that I was going to have to do like ayahuasca or, you know, I just kept looking outside of myself, you guys. And that is our toxic trait. Something that psilocybin has given me is the chance to actually see the power within myself. And this is why I'm stepping into my power as a co-creator coach, helping, you know, helping people start to access God inside of themselves, their experience with Christ in real time, staying in that current present awareness, staying in that moment and being able to face your bullshit. So there's a lot of things that we, you know, stack up and avoid and pack down. And, you know, our bodies are not meant to be sick. Like all of these, you know, diseases and ailments, like all of this stuff, we are not meant to be sick. And what happens is we know that it's true that energy never dies. Okay. And emotion is energy, it's an extension of us. In whatever moment we're in, it's energy. So it's alive, it's real. It has to have time to breathe and grow and go away. Okay. Like we feel it, we heal it, we enjoy it, we express it, whatever it is, because there's a lot of times that we have an opportunity to embrace some powerful emotion and we just skip the present moment. I literally am asking my oldest daughter is, she's my best friend. She's getting ready to leave for college right now. Literally, all her shit's in the living room. She's going back to school. She has 4 months left before she graduates. And I'm like, are you excited? And she's like, no, because when I'm done, and she just like went on, you know, this little tangent of like, it's going to be hard. And then I'm going to be here trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my life. And I'm like, life is happening right now. You got to enjoy the moment, like, enjoy the success, enjoy conquering 4 years of like, you did it. You made a commitment, you followed through. All of that. I mean, I can see it just even in my kids in the stages of life they're in, is just they struggle with being in that present moment. Should I dose them all? Absolutely, but no. they're not there yet, and that's okay. It's getting these emotions a place to express themselves. Okay. So what's happening is people are packing in the anger, the resentment, the guilt, all these emotions. They're getting packed and trapped inside their body because we're either masking it with, years of substance abuse or, some other kind of addiction that's making us feel something outside of ourselves. We just want to feel different, right? We just want to be different. That's why we're sick. Like, we're trapping this emotion in our bodies. So your heart and your mind are not in coherence. They're not working together to create your current reality. You're struggling. So if you're feeling sick, if you're feeling, and I'm not talking about this crazy cold that's going around. Okay, that's a little different. I'm talking like, your back hurts all the time, your hip hurts all the time, you have all these, immune system attacking diseases. And I mean, just crazy shit. If you start processing your emotions, you start to bring health into your life. And that's your brain and your heart coherence. 100%. I think that's key. And I think that's a huge factor because people are looking for labels, right? Like, we want to be accepted. We want to have a label. We want to know that something's wrong with us and we're not just crazy. I feel that. I see that. I'm watching people go through that experience. And what I came to know to be true because of microdosing psilocybin is like, we're all fucking crazy. We all have complex brains. I guarantee if I wanted to search out any kind of label, I could get a lot of letters stuck on the end of my name. Okay. I could get, the ADHD, the ADD, all these things. Our brains are complex. We're not even utilizing them to the power and the potential that we were meant to be able to create with them. We're just not. And we struggle with that acceptance because there's a box that society created for us that we should fit in. And if you don't fit in the box, you're just fucked up. Kids, little kids can't sit in their desk for 8 hours a day. And doctors are like, oh my God, your kid is fucked up. Your kid needs medication, all these things. No, little kids are not meant to sit at a desk for 8 hours. That's insane. I am 40 plus years old, and I can't sit at a desk all day. Like, I literally went and got a job bartending because it was driving me fucking crazy just sitting at a desk all day. Okay. We crave that movement. We crave growth. We crave, individualism. We crave creativity. We want these things. We want to create. That is our job, is to create the life we want, to enjoy the life experience. And I lost this whole idea of like, I used to bargain, like, I'll be happy when my bank account says $1 million. What? That's not how life works. It's life is what's happening when you think you're trying to reach that goal that you think is going to define you. And with the women that I've worked with a lot of high income earning women, and they all had the same problem, is that they thought they were going to feel and be different when they hit these high ranks and they got these high paychecks. But at the end of the day, everywhere they went, there they were, and they were miserable. Miserable. There isn't one of them that, when I started working with them, was happy and enjoying this experience. And all these people that I'm sitting in an audience with, because I see some of these women on stages, we're all out there thinking that this is it. They haven't made, they have everything. They've got to be so happy and content because they're killing it, right? We see people's outside success and think that it just draws everything together, but that's not true. It's not true. So whatever it is that you're looking for outside of yourself to try to define you or to make you feel different, it's not there. You've got to go inside you and expand that. And I think I've never, I didn't understand that for a long time. And then as I'm microdosing, I really am starting to come into my co-creating experience to acknowledge that, I was meant to co-create with Christ, that God was, he's the driver, he's the power, he's my source, he's all the things. And if I ever want to expand where I'm at, I just have to look within myself because that's where he exists. He is a part of all of us. He's literally in your DNA. Science proven. Do your research. In fact, I got this awesome book, The Case for Christ. One of my regulars, where I bartend, actually got me this book. It's by Lee Strobel. I just opened it because I've been sick since Christmas with the ear infection. Not sick, but just who wants to sit and read a book when you I was miserable with an earache. I finally opened it today and I'm super excited. Because it's just all about finding that proof, because people feel like they need that proof, right? We need that proof. So I'm excited to see what his opinion is. He was a lawyer and he pretty much took it to court, took the case for Christ to court and wins. Okay. So it's coming into that present awareness and, growing into my microdosing experience. I realized like that connection was suddenly there where we want to be a part of something. We want to feel connected. So we're trying to do these things outside of ourselves. We're trying to impress other people. We're trying to get other people's attention. The truth is, you can feel connected exactly where you are. And every time I would microdose, I started feeling like the earth itself was just wrapping me up in a big hug. And I just felt that. I felt an abundance of love. I felt an abundance of awareness. I was in the present moment. And that continues to grow and increase. Even as my life is expanding and other people's emotions are playing part, my girls are getting older. Their emotional, outlook is different. My boys are getting older. My youngest is all independent. Like it's just a whole, today's the first day I've ever lived this day with these kids, this experience. So as I'm growing through that, in my own expansion on my journey, things are clear to me now. Everything was cloudy and confusing, and I was chasing stuff that meant nothing. Nothing. It was always, I have to chase the success. I have to chase the money. I have to be a bestseller, which I'm still not mad at the fact that could possibly happen, but it was looking to be a bestseller because I wanted to feel something different. It wasn't about, the people I could impact. It wasn't about the lives I could change. It was me, me. I just want to feel different and be different and have different things happen. So, coming from that perspective, that makes a lot of sense because when I published my first book, you guys, when it was live, when people were ordering it, I was the most depressed I'd ever been. I hit rock bottom. I hit rock bottom because I really thought that it was going to. I wanted to be a writer my whole life, a published author. Literally got an ultimatum that I could be married to my ex-husband or I could be a writer. And you guys know what happened because I said ex-husband. Okay. So there was so much I had packed on this experience of just like all of a sudden the heavens were going to open and the angels were going to sing and everything would make sense and I would be famous and successful and whatever that meant. Okay. Whatever that meant, I let everybody else define that. Okay. I've got to be on stages. I've got to have, 10 figures in my bank account. I've got to have millions of people following me, all of that. And all of a sudden, my book is out and it's crickets. I have some incredible support, but I definitely wasn't, featured on the New York Times bestsellers list. Okay. And it was hard. It was hard. And I still, because of microdosing, I'm still unpacking some of those emotions because I didn't process at all. I closed my eyes and just hid inside myself, just, stopped being inspired and motivated to want to make a difference because I wasn't getting what I thought I needed out of it, And that's, I mean, the truth is we do make a trade. We want something. We have to be willing to give something in return. And I get that. And I thought, giving out, my experience and, helping people to see that you don't have to have your shit together. My life was a fucking mess and I pulled it together. I got as far as I got with, not a lot of human support. And I wanted other people to get outside of their excuses, but I wanted what I wanted for me more, and that was not tipping the scales in my favor. It was very off balance. So I can't say I'm perfectly back on track, you guys. I can't say that. I still, have to soul search every experience, every decision I'm making. I'm looking at creating courses for some of my, co-creator classes, and I still have to pray on it because I do. I want to make sure that I am the co creator. Okay. I'm not necessarily the pilot. Absolutely. I think God handles all the things. He's our infinite source of all things. But I think about how, we're his children. And I think about as a parent, we want our kids to have everything. We give them everything we have. And imagine if we had an abundant supply. That is what God has for us, abundant supply of love, of, just caring, abundance, all of these things, right? That he has unlimited. And that unlimited supply is ours as long as we're willing to acknowledge it, So I still pray for that divine wisdom on making my choices. And I thank God all the time for psilocybin, 1,000%. It's not something I use to feel outside of myself. In fact, it makes me feel more me. It's like putting a mirror in front of me so I can call myself out of my bullshit. And I do every time. I'm not reactive anymore. I'm not snappy. I can step back and see a whole situation before I have a response. And it's still like a split second timing. Part of how my brain works is it goes really, really fast. Like, I could never be the kid that read out loud in class because I'd read the whole fucking book in an hour and be pissed off because I didn't know where we were because everybody read so slow. I could not stand listening to other kids read books because it was so slow. Like, my brain has to go fast. And it's not fair to other people. Like, not everyone can keep up with that. And it just, all the tabs are open in my brain 1,000%. You guys have seen that meme where your brain is 1,000 tabs opening and there's music in the background and whatever. That's pretty much how I roll. And so when I microdose on microdose days and even days in between it, I feel like it's definitely changing the communication in my brain. There is science behind what psilocybin does, okay? Our brains get stuck on autopilot. And that's why after 6 months of being in depression, that's your identity. That's how you define yourself. You're just a depressed ass person because you keep getting in the cycle. And then everything you've turned to as your answer, you can't see past that. You can't see past that. So if you're depressed and your answer was alcohol, it's really fucking hard to see past that, And it's because your brain's programmed. So not necessarily all your fault, but you have to snap out of it. And if you're not willing to do that with the work you can put in, the awareness, talking to people, getting a life coach or a therapist, whatever works for you. Psilocybin was like a fast hack for me. It would have taken me 10 years probably to unpack this with someone else, rather than I started microdosing and I was like, oh, okay, I can see through the bullshit now. So new connections in my brain are being formed. So it's like new habits. Like, I don't have to think about not reacting anymore. I don't see that. I just don't react. It like slows the world down, slows my brain down so that I can stay in that present moment. So I'm not, 10 days ahead in my thought process while my body's still stuck on Tuesday. My brain is on Sunday and I've already, done a million things in my mind and I'm fucking exhausted and there's still more to do. And it was a vicious cycle. And I feel like it just like put me back in present time, but not slow enough where I'm frustrated with the world. I cannot, it's just perfect. It's just a perfect moment. Where I can see the emotions and the bullshit, and I can see other people's bullshit. Okay. Don't we all get caught up in what other people are thinking? Cause they're talking about us, they're thinking about us. No, the truth is, if you really knew how little other people cared about you, and really people don't care about you, okay, they might be obsessed with how you affect them, but it's never really about you. And people ask me all the time, like, how do you just not give a fuck? And it's because I can see now that people just don't give a fuck. So their opinions don't really matter. People's opinions just don't matter. What other people are thinking, doing, and saying, it doesn't matter. My experience has become fully my experience. Outside noise does not bother me anymore. And I 1,000% attribute that to the psilocybin and me being able to stay disciplined and focused in what it takes to grow as a human. I'm changing the conversations in my brain. So I commit to journaling every single day. I commit to reading the Bible every single day. I've made these commitments to what it takes to change the conversation in my brain. So I'm not beating myself up anymore. And the moments I start to feel like that, it's easy just to like, whoa, whoa. And I just back up and I just, you know, I'm like, I love you, Brandon. I love you when I start to be hard on myself because we're our own worst enemy, which is why I passionately talk about self-love, self-improvement, your confidence, your independence. You're the superpower. You are the magic. Like, literally, life is your movie and you're the star of the show. And I don't think you're acting accordingly. You're not. You're not acting like, you know, the Hollywood superstar, the A-list celebrity in a big screen movie. That's you. Own your shit. Okay. Body language matters, all of those things. So yeah, my case for psilocybin, I just think the world is psilocybin deficient. 1,000%. Because I can see a lot of perspectives. I can see a lot of people's sides of the story, and it still makes sense. Like, you can see everyone's truth and how we all flow together and we're all meant to be here. Everything matters. Everything matters. You walk outside, and all of a sudden, you can see how you're connected to this entire planet, to the stars in the sky, the dirt on the ground, the water flowing, all of these things. Like, you are just a part of this beautiful tapestry. You matter, you're important, but as long as you're sitting back and not stepping into the power of becoming the best version of yourself, it's like wasted space. And it's not just hurting you. I think it hurts the vibration of the entire planet. It matters that you step into your potential. You know, your voice affects stars in the sky. Like, that's how important you are. And it's a science thing as well. I feel like we maybe just need to do a whole scientific episode here where I break the shit down for you guys and use big words that, you know, none of us really know how to spell. Because it's so interesting and it just makes me more curious about shit that happens. But literally, your voice matters. Are you acting today like your life matters? Like, you being the best version of yourself, is that a priority to you? Or what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? If you're not growing, if you're not expanding, if you're not trying to be a better version of you and you're just living Groundhog Day, that's exhausting. That's exhausting. Find your superpower. Get your God gene activated. I'll help you do that. I'm there, bitch. I'm super excited to help activate your God gene. Let's get you growing. Let's get you creating. Let's help you build your life by design. Aren't you tired of just feeling like shit just keeps happening and it's not working out for you and you're not having a great time? You're not happy with your relationships. You're not happy with your career. You're not happy where you live. You're not happy looking in the mirror. That can change. And it just takes one decision, your one decision. How crazy is that? You don't need anything outside of yourself. You have everything in you. Let me help you activate that. And if that means that you're like, all right, coach me on psilocybin, let's do that. Let's go, babe. Let's go. I'm going to help you step by step. I walk you through the process, tell you how to take it. We get a schedule for you. Even a dose, we go through the dosing to perfect it for you. All of the things. And I answer your questions, you know. I'm there for you 100%. I'm not just like, here, do it and push you off a cliff. So make sure you message me at brandonlinette.com if you want to, you know, if you're open to the psilocybin, or maybe you're just ready for your God gene to be activated, then let's go. Let's go. We can collapse time. I want to get you there faster because you're just one decision away. Imagine how much potential that you have, but you've put all these limits on yourself. And now you just feel like you can't do shit about it. Your self-esteem is fucked. You still cry about having a difficult, you know, childhood. Your past failures haunt you, all of this. And you're just scared. You're scared. You're depressed. You're anxious. You're not having a great time. Let's get you into your present awareness. Let's get you experiencing life by with your full potential. With the untapped, unlimited power from your source. Absolutely, 100%. Okay. I love you guys. Thanks for letting me talk about my psilocybin obsession, because that's what it is. Share this podcast with your friends if you know someone who is just, that's their identity, depression, anxiety, and you're tired of it and you're like, oh my fucking God, just get over it. Get over it. Share the podcast. Okay. I just think we're all a little psilocybin deficient. I think the world would be a little different. If we could all just be in this present moment, present awareness, if we can accept ourselves for who we are today, and then, you know, things we don't like about ourselves, we learn to grow and adapt new habits to become a better version. We just want to be the best me we can be. Okay. That's your job today. Imagine who you are living your dream life. Let's get you there. Let's go, babe. All right, you guys, happy Monday. I'll see you tomorrow.